I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, morning mess. It's time for another staycation setup. Let's all say good morning to Caitlin.
Morning.
Hey.
Hi, Caitlin. So we hear there's problems in paradise with your boyfriend, Caleb?
Yeah. So I've been dating my boyfriend, Caleb, for 3 years now. We started dating senior year in high school, and now we're in college. And so 3 months ago, my boyfriend turned 21, and so did my best friend. My best friend's name is Liz, and we've been friends since we were kids. I've still got 6 months to go before I'm 21. I'm not 21 yet. And obviously, I'm not going out to bars yet, but my boyfriend is. And he's been going to them a lot with Liz, with my best friend. And I honestly, I didn't think it was a big deal at all until one of our other friends said that they seem to be, a little too close. And that when they're drunk, stumbling all over each other, dancing a lot, getting each other drinks.
Ooh. Oh. Very friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they always share an Uber ride home together. So our other friend is pretty sure that, something is going on between them. And ever since she said that, I've definitely noticed that they've been much more giggly around each other.
Hmm.
And, sometimes it's almost like they're, avoiding looking at each other when... I don't know.
They've seen each other naked, pretty much.
Oh, my God. We don't know that for sure. But is this something that you've asked your boyfriend or even, your bestie about? It's just hey, you guys are what did you guys do last night? How was it?
Well, it's kind of weird because, Liz has been a best friend forever. And I don't want to believe that anything could happen between them because that would be so weird.
It'd just be a huge betrayal.
Yeah, and I just need answers. I don't know how to bring it up.
I mean, the weird part to me is their change in behavior for sure. I was on the younger side of my friends. A lot of my friends did turn 21 first, and there's those inside jokes and those things about the bars, and I get that, and you're going out the circle of friends, but avoiding each other all of a sudden, if you're around, but then also being giggly, that's not good.
That was a bar night that went wrong or right for some people in the situation.
God.
I really don't see it that way. I mean, I know that you have your suspicions because once somebody tells you something, it does spark up that idea that might not have been there before. But I mean, sometimes you're just drunk and giggling and dancing and having a good time, and maybe they've just become better friends, and hopefully that's a good thing for you.
Caitlin, let me ask you a question. Is your good friend, what's her name again?
Liz.
Is she ugly?
No, she's not.
Oh, well, then he's cheating.
Stop that.
21, both at bars, drinking and drunk, acting weird, giggly, won't look at each other in the eyes, maybe in the thighs. That is cheating, ladies and gentlemen.
Not for sure now. I'm just a year out of being 21, and I can tell you that. Okay. You're the first time you're genuinely, legally out going to the bars, you get a little crazy. So, I mean, it really could go either way.
He's bisexual? Let's do the staycation setup. Let's just call Caleb up. We're going to offer him the free romantic staycation. Ask him that one important question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Do you spell your name with a K or a C, Caitlin?
I spell it with a K.
There you go. So Caitlin with a K. We're going to hopefully say he says that your name for the reservation. If he says Liz or any other person's name, obviously he has some explaining to do. And the show is yours.
Yeah. I mean, if I want a hotel stay, I'd invite him.
Obviously.
Exactly.
If he does say Liz's name, is it automatically over, or we have counselors available if you kind of want to work on the relationship?
No, I mean, I wouldn't want
to... We're not forcing you to break up with him. Listen, if you want to work out on it, I'm all about second chance. If you want to work it out with him, go ahead.
No, but it's my best friend. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah. No, and you don't have to know what you would do. That's totally fair. Let's just see what happens, and you can take it from there.
Okay.
Okay, don't hang up on it. Sounds like you're going to hang up. Don't hang up. We want to call him. We need his number, okay?
Okay.
staycation setup, calling Caleb up next. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the morning mess. Thank you so much for checking out the show. We're back with the staycation setup. We spoke to Caitlin moments ago, and she did let us know that she's been dating this guy since high school. She's 20 years old. They've been going out for a few years, and she suspects maybe him and one of her great friends, her best friends, Liz, might be having a thing going on because they're both 21. Mm-hmm. She's a little younger, and they're hitting the bar scene. But Caitlin, they've been acting a little weird as of late as they've turned 21 when they're around each other.
Yeah. And my friend, like, brought up that it was just kind of weird, and she thought that my boyfriend was cheating on me with Liz.
No other signs, just the awkwardness when they're with each other.
Yeah.
It's a crazy time in your life, again, just fresh out of being a 21-year-old myself. So it's like you go out to the bars, you make a lot of choices, and we're just hoping that he still chooses you at the end of the day.
I mean, we've been together for 3 years, and Liz has been my best friend since we were kids, so I don't want to believe it.
I just know when you turn 21, you're finally getting into these bars legally and you're drinking, you make a lot of bad decisions. And I think Caleb has probably made another one.
Oh, man.
And so has your friend. What's her name, Liz?
Yeah, her name's Liz.
Yeah, that's a side chick's name. All right, so listen.
What?
Let's give him the offer for the staycation. See if he wants to put on that reservation. Okay. We'll go from there, okay, Caitlin?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Caleb?
Speaking.
Hi, Caleb. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free room.
No, I'm not interested. Thank you.
Are you sure about that, sir? I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If you do forfeit this chance, we won't be able to renew it for you. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, throwing in a honeymoon package.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like a scam.
Well, I want to assure you that there isn't a scam here. We're only asking for a review of your experience in return for the stay. Because we're a new establishment out here, we're hoping to get your help in building our presence online.
Okay, I guess I'll hear you out.
I appreciate that, sir. So with this free romantic weekend stay, Caleb, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. I wanted to see if you'd like to write a specific message on there, and I can give you a moment to think about that.
Okay, I know what I want to say.
Okay, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Let's get hotel wasted, baby! Oh, 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 oh!
Okay. I will try and write all that down. Now, while I'm doing that, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
My one and only Liz.
Oh. Are you f***ing kidding me?
So, Caleb, legally, we have to let you know that you're live on the radio right now.
Hotel, Caleb.
Yeah, so Caitlin's on the line. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Jesus Christ, why the f*** did you put me on the radio?
That's the focus right now, okay.
That's your problem, is that you're on the radio?
No, his problem is that he's a liar and a cheater.
With my best friend?
You're just jealous because she doesn't have a gag reflex.
Oh, God, what the hell?
What?
So, Caleb, any explanation? Was it a drunken night, sober night? Is this an ongoing thing?
No, she's fun. I like to have fun drinking with her.
You know she's my best friend. You know, I trusted you.
Look, I don't owe you anything, okay? It's not my problem. I don't care.
Damn, that's harsh.
Oh, yeah, what the hell?
So why not just break up with your girl? Why mess with her best friend?
She came on to me.
That doesn't matter.
How long has this been going on, Caleb? Has this been going on for a while?
It's been going on for about a year.
Jesus.
So before the whole 21 and over hitting the bar scene, so this has nothing to do with getting drunk together. This happened before then.
Look, we have a good time, man. I mean, what do you want me to say?
This is unbelievable.
Jeez.
My God.
A year.
You have literally no respect for this woman that you're with. And you probably just don't have respect for women in general because you're out here messing around with all of them.
Caitlin?
Yeah.
How are we feeling?
I mean, aside from everything, I'm just really mad that, like, this happened before he even started going out to bars with Liz, like, before they were even 21, and I thought that that was at least an excuse, you know, that they were spending a lot of time together.
I don't interrupt you. Hold on really quick. Caleb, you there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Caitlin, I think you have a bigger issue. Your friend here, these guys are going to come and go in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
yeah.
It's trash. If she happens to be listening right now, you'll speak from your heart. What do you want to tell Liz?
I trusted you, and, you know, I just thought the fact that we've known each other for so many years. And, you know, I lost my boyfriend and I lost my best friend. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I do know that you can at least get some counseling, which is what we have to offer for you. We have the services, and we can pass that information along to you. It's better that you know about this now than later, or to have never found out at all.
You didn't marry the guy, thank God. You know, you can kick her out of your life, too. This will never have to happen again.
I feel so betrayed.
Of course. These two people have been lying to your face for over a year. Like, I can only imagine how hurt you feel. But also, honey, you're 20 years old. I'm 22. I'm 23. And we're probably going to face a lot of heartbreak in our life through friends, through other partners. And this is just the first of, unfortunately, many. But we hope that we can help you through this. And there's counseling services if you need them.
Yeah. I'm gonna need him.
Plus, you're about to hit your prime. You're about to be 21, getting to the bars.
Oh my God.
Let's go out.
Plus, there's a 24-hour Walgreens on Thomas Road. You need to get a pregnancy test. Make sure you go pray and spray that you're not pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
You take that little stick out the box, pray and spray that you're not having this guy, Caleb's child.
I hope not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network. From big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.